Tuesday, Vayetze, Shir 289, Perek Chof Beis, Pasuk Yudalit. Potsu Alai Pihem Arye Tayref Vishoyek. They open their mouth on me, either to talk, but the way the Hemshech of the Pasuk seems to be saying that it's referring to eat, we're referring to a lion. So the point that he's making is they opened up their mouth to eat me. Potsu Alai Pihem, who is in an Arye Tayref Vishoyek, an Arye that's Tayref, that tears, and Shoyig, roars. So really, it should be the other way. First the lion roars, and then it's Tayref. But apparently it's like a very, the Mefarshim say it's like a very powerful way of Hatzlacha on the lion's part. First of all, it's Tayref, and then after it's Tayref, it's Shoyig, it's roaring in Simcha, that it's Matzliach. That's the attitude that the Rishayim were approaching, either David HaMelech or Esther HaMalka with, that they're going to consume her completely, or him completely, and in a very strong way. That means they're going to tear, like a lion that tears and then roars after it tears to celebrate its Hatzlacha. So it's another elaboration of David HaMelech's portrayal of the situation that he was in, that he was they were holding by attacking him in a very strong way, but yet still he explains further, he davened and relied on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to save him. And this example is that even though they felt they were on top, the Arye Tayre Vishayik, still Banashim can save. So person says this pasuk of Tehillim, think about it. Everyone has their Arye Tayre Vishayig that's trying to attack them. Every crisis, Rechmon San, that a person's in. A person should envision Potzul IPM Arye Tayre Vishayig, even though it's a difficult circumstance, but the Rebbeinu Shlom saved Avraham Melech anyway. When a person relies on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Davis to the Rebbeinu Shlom sends him Yeshuas.